This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm still afraid. How's it going, fellas?
Hey, how are you?
What are you guys going in the bomb squad for? If things start going sideways in there and you guys got to run, tap me as you go by, okay, just so I know, okay? You might need to carry me with you is what you might need to do. So we're set up here, and if you want to stop by, as they have a nice drive up right here where you can drive in, and then the law enforcement will come at you like a concierge en masse, and they got a bunch of boxes that they need to fill up today. This is going to be going on until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I got to turn you up. He's sitting over here beside me with a little grin on his face. Joining me here is one of the guys that actually makes this happen. And that would be young Rob Inario, attorney at law. How are you doing today, sir?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Great. I'm good. So, we never had a hockey team. Or have we had hockey teams here before?
We have. We never had the bomb squad vehicle here before, though.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
I'm going to have to talk to promotions about this, why they set me up in front of the bomb squad, the bomb disposal unit. Although I was told that if I can go in there and if I find anything that I know how to use, I could keep it.
I mean, by all means, who am I to stop you from taking things?
That's right. Rob is quite the class three man himself. So, according to my information, Mr. Inario, Elio Santa is a consortium of first responders who volunteer their off-duty time to serve families with gifts donated by the members of the upstate community. How many of these have we had so far?
Officially, we've been doing this since 2021.
Right.
Unofficially, it goes back much longer. This started with a deputy noticing a lot of Christmas trees didn't have toys underneath them, and
right,
some pretty sad situations. So he filled the trunk of his cruiser up with toys.
And right,
every time he saw a child that was in a less fortunate situation, he'd let him pick a toy out of the cruiser. And over time, that grew. Many other deputies picked it up. And now it's turned into an official 501c3 not-for-profit organization. We've involved first responders, the fire department, EMS, and law enforcement all across the board. And happy to announce this year we're also moving into Spartanburg County. So
cool.
Last year was 20,000 toys for 6,000 kids, which
right,
sounds like a lot. And it is, but I remember how quick we ran out of toys last year, and
right,
now we have a whole other county we have to support.
But, you know, it's still a remembrance. It still brings a little bit when you have nothing, when you're used mm-hmm, to nothing, and then something actually fills that void. Now, how many of these boxes do we have here? I see a bunch. I see five or six of these here.
We've got a rotating supply of them.
Right.
Once one gets full, we stick it on the trailer, bring another one out. The fire department's been wonderful with this because they're helping to man the warehouse. As soon as we get the toys over, they're being sorted and organized by gender and age group, and that'll help us identify any areas where we need more so we can start push to fill those. Fire department's really helped us a lot with the logistics, and EMS too. So it's, even though it's called law enforcement officer or Leo Santa, it's
right.
really for the entire community of first responders.
Right. Now, I noticed that Santa is quite the dapper dude out here.
That is the best Santa.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that when he is not at the North Pole, he is also a Greenville County deputy. So that
he is.
Mm-hmm, that is true Leo Santa
yeah.
there. And he'll be here for a little while longer, then we'll have another one of our gentlemen come in. And if you want to have a chance to meet Santa without going to the shopping mall, this is a great place to do it, and that is a great Santa for your kids, too.
Here in a minute, when you get a moment, might you go over there and ask him to come on over here? He reminds me of, have you seen that Kurt Russell movie where he's like the Kurt Russell version of Santa.
He is, and he has the...
That's got to be great to have Snake Plissken as Santa.
It is. He's got the personality for it, too. He's a lot of fun, and I wouldn't want to make him mad, but he is a jolly old soul.
Jolly old soul. Thank you. Got coffee coming. We'll work for coffee. Did you come out here to tell me that won't work? Did you show him the picture? Will it? Okay. 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 When you're live on scene with Santa Claus and law enforcement, it's a rapidly changing environment as you go along.
Yeah, a lot of activity around here. A lot of flashing lights, officers and badges. This is a terrible place for somebody with ADD.
It would be. I can imagine somebody driving up in it. I don't even want to think about that. We don't even need to go that way.
I stay out here for the whole 28 hours, and there's another officer that joins me for this, and we've just kind of turned it into a fun little thing.
You guys have something called the, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but you launched the Reignite Hope program.
Yeah, and actually, that's a much better story. Reignite Hope is our partnership with the fire department, and although Leo Santa is, you know, geared towards Christmas, we work year-round, and whenever a family is displaced by fire, you know, children lose all of their toys, we do what we can to help them out. We took a child on a shopping spree last week. It was my understanding this morning that there was a fire in Simpsonville that left several families
right.
displaced. And as soon as we got word of that, I was present, mentioned it to one of the fire chiefs. We started putting things in place, and we're going to be trying to get in touch with those families so that if there are any kids involved, they will have at least something positive to remember for this Christmas.
Well, I mean, fire is horrible. A fire in your house is horrible. I mean, if it takes everything, it literally takes everything. It's got to be a emotionally shocking moment. And, you know, hopefully you get out of it and survive it and everything. But do we have an AMRAP backing up or something? Or what's going on over there?
I believe that might be the Greenville County SWAT vehicle.
Oh. So it's probably an AMRAP.
Yeah. I believe so. We have vehicles from Greenville City, Greenville County, Malden, Simpsonville, Travelers Rest. If you ever want to get a look at anything cool that the police have, this is a great place to do
here.
It.
Are we going to have any canines here today?
Yep, we were supposed to have some canines later. For any of my clients that may be listening and want to come down, it is my understanding they will be narcotics canines, so you may wish to wait until later this evening. But for those of you that are not wearing other people's pants, please come on down. Great chance to meet some police officers, interact with them in a positive way, support the community. I can't say enough about this event, and one thing that I harp on every year, it's obvious that this helps the kids, but when I go out and I join these officers on delivery day,
right.
I see how much it helps these officers to have positive roles in the community. Not that what they're doing in their day job's not positive, but a lot of times when a group of police cars rolls into one of these neighborhoods, they're not met with happiness and laughter and the cheers of children. And seeing the officers just be able to pop the trunk of their cruiser and hand out toys to these kids.
Right.
It does a lot to reinvigorate them, too.
One of the core values or the three themes that you're trying to do is provide a bridge of trust and respect between the first responders community and those areas of our community facing hardship. I imagine that goes a long way.
It does. We have had in years past a gentleman come up, and he was benefited from one of these outreach programs. And he takes his kids shopping and lets them pick out toys, and he will fill his truck to the brim and come every year and give back. And he remembered that from when he was a child.
Right.
And he was one of those that instead of looking for an excuse, he looked, you know, for ways to overcome and built a successful life for himself. And those little moments when somebody gave him a toy when he had nothing else changed his entire outlook. And through the donations that he brings in, he probably helps a dozen kids alone with just what he brings.
Rob Inario, attorney at law, one of the longtime sponsors of Elio Santa, walking around here, going to be here till 10 a.m. He responds well to hot food, coffee, and all things that are warm during the cooler parts of the evening.
Yeah, I will be checking out the coffee. If you want free legal advice, feel free to stop by. I recommend doing it before midnight, because after then I start getting a little punchy.
A little punchy, a little woozy. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me,
Bill. Yes, sir. We're going to try to get Santa Claus over here if I can yell at him long enough to get him over here. Maybe you go do that for me? Yep, Santa Claus is coming up next. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, we are at Bon Secours Wellness Arena for Elio Santa. And just to make sure that we got the straight up skinny on this one, I'm joined now by the Elio Santa.
Oh, it's good to be here, Bill.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
First of all, who's your tailor?
Who's my tailor? Yeah. I go around the world, and I've got a bunch of different ones.
Got
kind of depends where I'm at and what I need.
I imagine you probably have some leverage points on those guys, right?
Well, I got to be honest, they got to be really
good.
Work with me.
Yeah.
October I was 170 pounds,
right.
And I'm 310 now. Okay, it's the cookies. That's where my downfall is. The cookies.
Okay.
So the tailors have to be able to adjust pretty quickly for me.
Are cookies a downfall?
Well, that's 115 pounds worth of cookies here, if my math is right.
Yeah, there you
math
go.
Is hard.
There you go. Now, are you going to be out here the whole time?
I am going to be here until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I'm going to have some of my helpers that are going to be here.
Gotcha. They'll be dancing around, walking up as people
they
walk
are.
In here, and the entourage rolls out there. It's pretty good when you can just pull up, roll down your window, and Santa's sitting there waving at you, and you got a bunch of...
You know, it's so good to see these folks come up here. It
right?
really is. It brings joy to my heart.
Right. Well, I've never sat... I've been out here, and I've filmed many of these before, but never in a capacity of doing a show, so... When is the busy time? Is it going to be later on, or
so
like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
What is we start out a little bit slow, you know, where people are rushing to get to work and all
right.
that stuff. But we're here, and we're waving, and we're smiling, and we're making, you know, making silly noises.
Right.
And it starts out a little slow. And then as the day goes on, lunchtime, a little bit after lunch, quitting time at work, people will stop when they get off of work.
Right.
They'll run to the store, run to Walmart or Target or something like that and come on back to us. So the late afternoon into the early evening is our busiest time.
This is when you start packing it
yeah.
in, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got you. I hear you.
We've been actually steady. It's been a good year
I
for
already
us.
See one or two boxes that are filled to capacity, and they're having to repack them or consolidate them. This is pretty good, huh?
Well, we've taken a handful back to the trailer already.
Really?
So we're doing, like I said, we're doing better than we have in years past for this time of day.
Right.
I fully expect that we'll get swamped as the evening comes around.
Well, I hope so. Now, I'm just curious. If the government shutdown had continued on, would that have impeded your overnight... When you make all those trips, so
I get around
flyer
all,
miles.
I get all around the government's red tape.
I understand.
It's a blessing.
Maybe you should give a couple of how to books to a few legislators.
Maybe. I would like to give a couple how to books to legislators.
That would be a good thing. I think you should get. There goes another box. Back to the truck.
Right.
There's
right.
another one ready to go. That's outstanding. That is outstanding.
Greenville area is so generous. It's one of the most generous places I've ever come across.
Right.
Now, why I come down here every year for this event.
Now, I must say, I find it heartening to find Santa Claus turns out to be sort of like a linebacker bruiser type. I kind of like that. I sort of dig that part of it and everything else. So with LEO here, though, I mean, I guess that means that you don't have to worry about nothing, do you?
I'm pretty safe here.
Yeah.
I'm very safe here.
I can feel it, and at least they have some heat. I notice you don't get in the heat too much, though.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When I left the North Pole this morning,
right.
minus 4 degrees.
Right.
So it's kind of balmy right here right now.
Right. This has got to be, I mean,
it's got to be 40, 43, somewhere in there.
How do you not get sick in all of these temperature changes?
The best thing I can say is I'm blessed.
Blessed.
I have a strong immunity.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're a bruiser Santa Claus, I would imagine you are blessed when it comes to allergies and changing temperatures. I get it. You're tough hombre. I fully understand it.
I'm pushing 1,800 years old.
1,800
I've
years old.
I've got longevity
old.
Going for me.
So at 1,800, do you have to, like, do you have to stretch or anything?
Change the oil. Get the oil
change
changed.
Oil. Well, I mean, I saw you over there doing, like, some upper body twists and everything. I was like,
you know,
does Santa have to limber
It's I get stiff, little back stiffness, the knees, you know, the knees need some work. So, you know, like I said, I have to go in for my 1,800 year checkup.
1,800 year checkup. That would be interesting to see how that doctor particularly works for that one. But you seemed, as you were walking over here, you seemed to be quite supple and capable. There's another, the third box since he's been sitting here going back to the trailer. That's Greenville. You guys are kicking it.
Generous.
Kicking it up,
folks.
And it's now, will you be going to Spartanburg with that one, or will that be one of your helpers?
That is going to be one of my helpers.
Yeah.
I'm staying here in Greenville for a couple of days.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here at the Well.
Right.
And I'm going to take in a hockey game tomorrow night, in fact.
Yeah. Well, I saw the hockey team over here.
Yeah, yeah.
They took them into the bomb disposal van.
Right.
Some of them had mysterious bulges under their uniform jerseys that came out.
We really enjoy the hockey players.
Right.
But we understand that the career span of a hockey player is not that long. And, you know, we are always recruiting. They're always recruiting here for folks with the sheriff's department,
right,
for the police department. So those hockey players have a future if hockey doesn't pan out for them.
Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine, like, the Hanson brothers becoming Greenville County sheriff's deputies. That would be a team to send out on certain specialized missions, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, the SWAT call-outs.
The SWAT call-outs, yeah. Which I have SWAT and bomb disposal in front of me right here now. As we go with a bunch of LEOs,
well,
hockey teams.
The crew, the crew you're hanging out with.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, Santa. I do a thing with veterans and first responders once a month.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Upstate Warrior Solutions.
I love it.
You know, got to do one maybe in a couple of weeks.
Let me share something with
you? Yes, sir.
I swim with those guys.
You what?
They've got a swimming program.
You swim with them.
I go on. Santa's got us. Keep exercising.
Right.
So they have a veterans swim where they have.
I have heard about that. That's right. I've heard them talk about it.
It's an amazing program. And Santa, you know, here's the thing. A couple of years ago, and it's been 3-4 years ago now,
right,
I had an incident with my sleigh. Okay?
Yeah.
And we had to do a water landing. Now, the reindeer were fine.
Right.
The reindeer were fine.
Sure.
I kind of forgotten how to swim. So I figured if I hung around with these guys at the veteran swim, they'd get me back and I'd get a stroke. So I can float. I can bob now.
Yeah.
So I'm not as worried about drowning as much as I was a couple of years ago here.
I would imagine a water landing would have to be a consideration with your evening on December 24th.
I never gave it much thought until it happened.
Until it happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That we could all, you could almost make that like a commercial to learn how to swim. You never know when you're going to need
it.
When your sleigh is going to land in the water. So
you need
to get out there and learn how to swim. So we're about to run out of time here. Leo Santa's going to be going on till 10 tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Your helpers will be here. Will you be coming out again tomorrow?
I will.
So Leo Santa will be here. This is kids sit down.
Kids
with
you, can come in and get a picture and tell me what they want for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let them know that they need to clean their room and get their homework finished.
There you go. This is a way to do kill a couple of birds with one stone, figuratively speaking. Give a gift. Meet Leo Santa. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Absolute pleasure, Bill.
Thank you
so much.
All right. When we get back, I'm going to talk about the history of Just Giving Toys. Where did that begin? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I was getting I got a question from the on the text line about why this is called Leo Santa, and it's not Elio Santa, it's Leo Santa, Law Enforcement Officer Santa. This is law enforcement, and the fire department is here as well. They have a nice extendable ladder up in the air, and I was just thinking how much fun that might would be to climb that. But then it's the getting down that's the issue. I'm sure I could probably do it, but I'm not going to do it. All of these toy drives, I was wondering, right now we got the hockey team waving boxes at cars as they drive by. That's a new tack. The toy drive thing, I've often wondered where all of this began. Now, Elio Santa, that began with a deputy named Jeremy Jones, December 24th, 2014, with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. He began his nightly patrol shift like most of his other ones, and as he drove around, he witnessed children playing in the poverty-stricken areas where he had answered calls for help many times. He called his wife, Noelle, and a discussion began regarding doing something to serve those kids on Christmas. Noelle agreed, and she told Jeremy to go to a store and buy toys, and while he worked that night, he distributed the gifts to children he encountered. And this went on for 6 years. And then Jeremy began to approach the other deputies within the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, who also decided to do this themselves. So each year, Noelle would set up a toy collection box at her hair salon to request toy donations, and she gave up tips and instead told her customers to buy toys. And that laid the foundation for what is going on here today, Elio Santa. But this is not the only toy drive. I mean, Toys for Tots. I mean, I grew up with Toys for Tots. You grew up with Toys for Tots. It's still happening today. That was begun by a military member. That was begun by a major in the United States Marine Corps. And he liked, well, when he started this, this started in 1934. So at that time, the toy to have was the Shirley Temple doll. That was she was a child star back in the day, children. And, well, he bought a bunch of those, and he made sure he got those. And the program was officially founded in 1947. But he knew that the toys, you know, they're and you know how that is. You, all of you parents out there, there's always going to be a toy per year. It's like the toy to get. And back in, he was looking at that as far back as 34. He founded this when he was in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve in L.A., California. First drive, he and his reserve unit collected and distributed 5,000 toys before Christmas. And the original doll, the first toy that his reserve unit collected, was a handcrafted doll made by his wife, Diane. Then the program was launched as a national project with Walt Disney and his animators designing the original Toys for Tots train logo that is still used today. And as of 1991, the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation has been established as a 501c3 not-for-profit public charity. But they're not the only ones. There's the Christmas Cops, started by the Plano Police Association in 1984. The Magical Toy Drive, which began in Charlotte and the between Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Salvation Army, has been helping children in Charlotte for 25 years. Giving Friends, that's an annual toy drive, been going on for more than 25 years now. She began, Lynn Corey began to bring gifts to children there, and the drive has grown with the support of her husband and friends and the community. And the early, you know, the early stuff, like I was talking about, the Shirley Temple doll. And that had, for a while, that was a great success because Shirley Temple had amazing longevity as far as, I think she later became an ambassador. But in this season, toy drives and toy donations have been a tradition for many years, with organizations and individuals trying to ensure that needy families have gifts for their children during the holidays. But, you know, going way back, you find things like the Mrs. Santa Claus Club in Colorado Springs. That was in the 1920s. And they would repair and distribute toys in a program that came to be known as Christmas Unlimited. And then there was, in the 1920s, the Children's Aid Society in New York City ran toy drives for needy children. So, 1951, Operation Christmas Drop, the world's longest-running humanitarian airdrop, began when U.S. Air Force crews dropped gifts to islanders in the Pacific. 1988, Operation Toy Drop, a large-scale airborne training event and toy drive that was initiated by the Army Reserve in North Carolina. So, this has been going on for a while. Now, here in Greenville, of course, what do we have here? We have Salvation Army, which runs the Angel Chief program, and organizations like Miracle Hill Ministries and Toys for Tots, which accept toy and food donations. Miracle Hill, they focus on providing assistance through their shelters and programs. Carolina Christmas Angels, a local nonprofit that collects new toys and clothing. And Bullwinkle's Tavern, they often partner with the other local bars to collect toys, sometimes for specific age groups. And then there's food and meal services like Harvest Hope Food Bank, Project Host, Greer Community Ministries, Daily Bread Ministries, and the Salvation Army Croc Center. Other particular things that seem to kick up and accelerate during the holiday season, which they're operating year-round, but we're talking about Safe Harbor, all right? Greenville Rescue Mission, Pendleton Place, Inc., which supports children and families in need, the Ronald McDonald House, and United Way of Greenville County. And that's just in Greenville. In Spartanburg, they have the YMCA of Greater Spartanburg, which hosts an Angel Tree program. They have the Junior League of Spartanburg. They have First Baptist Spartanburg. If you want to know how to give in those particular incidents, check the donation needs, visit the websites of the charities, and, you know, find the donation locations. Many charities will have specific drop-offs or a list of items that they're accepting. And you can contact them directly. Anderson County, they have the Holiday Bureau, Anderson Lights of Hope, the Anderson County Sheriff's Office. They have AIM, which is Accept Inspire Minister. That supports families during the holidays with food pantry distributions and other programs. They have Foothills Community Foundation. So the upstate, i.e. the broadcaster, you guys listening right now today, you guys do very well when it comes to giving. You are quite generous, or so it seems to be to me. And, well, that's one of those things that you just can't quite get by in times of need. And, well, it's, and right now I'm watching it unfold. Right now they got the hockey team, they keep posing for pictures, and they're waving down cars, and I got one vehicle pulled up, law enforcement, talking to them. I've been asked on the text line, I don't know about monetary donations. I'll have to get somebody over here and ask them if they take monetary donations, because that means that you don't have to go to the store. I get it, but I kind of think they're. But I'll find out. I will find out about that in just a second. But we're going to try to get an unconventional guest here shortly. Let's see if that actually works out. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Ah, yeah. Elio Santa, right here at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Joining me is one of my Odyssey colleagues. I'm.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm very. Are you yelling thank you at everybody beeps at us?
I am.
Okay. But you didn't know how to turn up the Comrex.
Well, I haven't used one of these things in a while.
Do you understand how bad that is when I'm more technically advanced in the radio business than you?
I haven't used one of these things in a while because normally I'm over there on my laptop doing my thing.
Your story is you're too advanced to be dealing with this lower, more equipment approach. Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, if it ain't Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, you know how it goes.
I guess, I reckon. I just wanted to give you a chance to talk longer than, 15 seconds.
Hey, it's Classic Rock 101.1 coming up. We've got music from Heart and also Led Zeppelin. Aerosmith for you now.
There you go. The talk up.
Now I got to go lay down. I need a nap.
That's right. How long is a music set?
Every morning we do a commercial free 10 to noon.
Yeah.
So that's about 250 songs. No. We average, 14 songs an hour?
Okay. So, and that's commercial free?
Commercial free.
And DJ free?
No, I talk.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway.
I do personality in 5 seconds or less.
So this is my first time doing Elio Santa out here. Now, I'm going to presume you've been out here more once.
In fact, I was out here once we started this thing, and it turned out to be a great thing. One, not only we get the greatest police departments around, including some of the freaky people from the Malden Police Department, the state troopers come out here. We've got also Greenville City. Greenville County.
Right.
Some of the greatest people. The canine units are going to be out here this afternoon as well. And if you want to see those guys work, as well as is unbelievable. But just the jobs that these ladies and gentlemen do in the law enforcement community and the first responders is still an unbelievable job that they do. And each year, we get them to come out here, and they come out here along with the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, and we get toys for the kids. And thanks to Rob Inario, who's been sponsoring this thing forever, and he not only helps people and his clients, but he helps out the community and helping out kids. Last year, over 16,000 toys and helped over 6,000 kids last year.
Right.
So if we can double it this year, I know last year it was Hurricane Helene, and everybody, all the money went to that, which was it was needed.
Right.
This year, we've seen an uptick in a lot of people coming in, dropping off toys. And also, it's just if we can get companies and do like a, it's like with a lawyer, since Rob Inario is sponsoring this, he's a lawyer.
Right.
I will challenge any other lawyer company to come out here and drop off new unwrapped toys.
I've noticed. I mean, I was just talking to Santa Claus over here just a minute ago.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. And I like that he's built like a linebacker, too.
He's a buff Santa.
Yeah, buff. And plus, he also was telling me about water landings and stuff like that he had to do.
Oh, yeah.
The unforeseen occupational hazards of being Santa.
Well, and that's one of the cool things. I don't know if he's still active, but I know he was law enforcement.
Yeah, well, back in the day.
It's a badass Santa.
Yeah. So I noticed they had just taken away like 5, 6, 7 boxes to put in the trailer while I was just talking to him.
Well, that's it. And each year they get toys and toys and toys. Anything. And the best way to put it, I think Rob put it the best way, is if you got a kid.
Yeah.
And if you want to take your kid out shopping or something like that, and you buy them something for Christmas, have your kid turn around and say, buy something. What would you get for a friend of yours that is your age? Because, us adults, we'll just get little itty-bitty things, and we have no idea. They know exactly what a kid wants. And if they turn around and say a PlayStation 3, then you get a PlayStation 3.
It might be
PlayStation 15 days for all
right.
But if you can just get it's PlayStation 5. Thank you, Lonzo. I appreciate that. And Lonzo is going to donate a PlayStation 5. Thank you, Lonzo, very much for that.
But I don't know if that was a bid.
It's not a bid?
I don't think he was bidding. What do you think about my backdrop?
I like your bomb squad.
Yeah, I'm in front of the bomb squad.
Are they going to teach you on how to defuse one?
They don't
one?
Have to teach me. They probably need. They probably have a dossier on me. They have a dossier on me.
You just pull out one of your guns and just shoot the damn
thing.
That's not
a weapon of mass destruction. A gun is not. We're talking other things. We'll have to take you shopping. We'll go down the soap aisle of a grocery store. I'll teach you.
Well, in fact, I was talking to a couple of the guys from City Police Department.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a few ride-alongs with them.
Yeah?
Oh, man. I love doing that. That is so much fun. And that's when you find out different parts of the city that you never knew existed.
Yeah. I've never rode along with them, although I have run a milk route in town at O'Dark 30.
Really?
Yes.
You were a milkman?
I was a milkman.
You were a milkman.
Had to draw a gun twice as a milkman.
Really?
Yes.
You were a you're
I would drive up on Stone Avenue headed to that parties.
Yeah.
And I'd pull up next to the church, and when I would pull up next to the church, the prostitutes would come out of the bushes next to the church because I had ice cream on the side of my truck.
You're packing heat with cold milk.
Packing heat with cold milk. Vitamin C and D.
With a few double-aught shells.
All of your minerals. All your minerals and vitamins needed. I have it all, you know, whichever way it does go. So.
Well, since this is your first year out here, yeah. and you're just getting the lay of the land,
yeah.
You've got police cars out here. You've got just about everything out here. Also, we've got the SWAT team out here.
SWAT team, yeah.
Out of everything you've seen out here, what is the most surprising thing you've seen so far?
I just saw an old vehicle pull up over there where that ladder is, and I saw it backing up. I mean, it's like a 50s vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I see a 50s vehicle still running, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that's just the fire truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, the fire truck's out here. They've got that out here this afternoon, and we've got lots going on out here today, but that's the main thing is new unwrapped toy.
Right.
If you can bring it out, there's going to be somebody here all the way until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
28 hours in the whole thing. And Rob Inario, who's done this thing every single year, I don't think he sleeps.
I don't think so either. But he's got a bunch of battery-operated clothing.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, he's got heated clothing. We're at Bon Secours Wellness Arena, for those of you taking. Where are we at? We're right here. And, over at Classic Rock 101, they got all kinds of things. And free coffee mugs, right? Free coffee mugs?
We got free coffee mugs. Come over and get them while they last.
While they last. I haven't seen any money change hands, so I'm pretty sure it's on the up and
if
up.
You JD? Want, if you want one, I'll give you one.
Outstanding. Thank you for joining me.
Dude, always great to see you.
JD Stoneman, Rock 101, Classic Rock. When we get back, we're going to go back to politics because, I know that's where I live. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. for another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.